Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. June is Bicycle Month, a great time to get out on our bikes and ride. CAO of Lanark County, Kirk Greaves, is here to talk about bike trails, bike safety, and the Silver Chain Challenge. Welcome, Kurt. Nice to have you here today. So, did you bike to work today, Kurt? I have to know that.
I did. I've been riding my bike to work for probably the last 20 years. And that's the advantage of living in town. I don't have a long way to go, but I can get here pretty quickly on my bike, and it's a nice way to start the morning.
That's great. And, you know, so let's talk about some of those benefits of biking then. For us personally and for our health and also for the economy, for our communities here in Lanark County, what are some of those benefits that come to mind for you, Kurt?
Well, I think the physical benefits are pretty straightforward. It's, you know, it's great to be active, and that's something we encourage everybody to do. There's a convenience factor with it. I love the fact that you can park anywhere you want. Parking is not an issue. It's great for the environment. As far as tourism goes, we get a lot of people who come to Lanark County because we have a lot of open space and a lot of windy roads that bikers enjoy. So we're very fortunate that way. And I think this is one of those areas that will continue to grow as our population expands and people are looking to come out from the city and ride their bikes and in our clean air.
Lanark County has become a real tourist destination for biking, hasn't it?
It has, and we have a lot of routes for people, a lot of trails you can go on, a lot of roadways you can bike on. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to bike here.
Kurt, what is Lanark County doing now as far as bike safety is concerned? It's such a big issue. I mean, there's so many cyclists on the roads today.
I guess the biggest thing we've done is we're paving the shoulders on all our county roads. And we're doing that for a variety of reasons. We're doing that to extend the life of our roads, increase road safety, and also to make it better for active transportation. So there is, we're putting wide shoulders, paved shoulders, and that you see a lot of people out biking, especially on a Saturday morning. Just go outside of town and you'll see a lot of people using that to get their weekly exercise, put in some big kilometers.
Right. Now, there's a big event coming up. It's already happening this month. It started June 1st, actually, goes to the end of June, the Silver Chain Challenge. What is the purpose of that movement? Like, what's it all about? Tell us about that.
So the Silver Chain Challenge was started by Jeff Mills from Mississippi Mills, and he brought it to the communities in Lanark County to compete against each other for a month of logging your kilometers for each municipality to see who is the most active. And it's been a great challenge, and it's gone on for about 10 years, and it's expanded now that the last 5 years, we no longer do it between communities inside the county, but we do it county versus county. So it was switched to Lanark versus Renfrew, and we took turns winning it. And now we've extended it. Prince Edward County asked to join, so we now have the three counties competing, which is just great. So the more people participating, the better. And if anybody wants to participate, we'd certainly love to have your kilometers logged, and you just go on to silverchangechallenge.ca, and you just create a registration, and then you log your trips as you go through the month. And it's pretty simple.
Okay. And does any amount of biking count for this? If you just go to the store on your bike or something like that, you don't have to be on a trail going miles or what?
Nope. Any amount. It's biking, and it's also walking and jogging, any activity like that where you're logging some kilometers,
right?
Active transportation. And no, it doesn't matter. And you get extra points if you're wearing a helmet, and you get some extra points.
Okay.
Or replacing a trip with your vehicle.
Okay,
so
wonderful.
You're commuting to work where you'd normally drive, and now you're riding your bike. That's That's there's a bonus there.
So this really encourages active transportation and, you know, the health of everybody. And, you know, it starts a conversation in the community, right?
That's the whole idea behind it. And it's been successful. Every year we see more and more people participating. And we haven't won for 3 years. So it'll be great to see Lanark County win this year. So I really hope people will take a few seconds and log those trips online.
That'd be great. And again, go to silverchainchallenge.ca, right, to register?
That's right.
Okay, great. Let's talk for a minute about the wonderful trails that we have in Lanark County. What can you tell us about those, Kurt?
So the county just came out with a new trails map, which is available at most municipal offices. And we'll have it online soon. We've got copies here at the county office. But it has all the county trails as well as some of the local trails. And there's just a lot of trails across the county. It's amazing how many trails there are. But a lot of them are bike friendly as well. We have some large commuter trails that the county runs. The OBRT, the Ottawa Valley Recreational Trail, which runs just outside of Smith Falls, goes all the way to Mattawa. There's 61 kilometers across the county through Carlton Place, Elmont, Pakenham. We also have the Tay Havelock Trail. And there's 25 kilometers in Lanark County, and it starts just outside Glen Tay and runs along. It's just a gorgeous trail that runs through a lot of Canadian Shield. And people can ride along it. Both of those trails are multi-use trails. So you will see four-wheelers on there, but you will see a lot of bikers and you'll see the odd horse as well.
Great. And a lot of these trails are linked now, are they not? So you can kind of do a loop connecting one trail to the other?
Yeah. So that's one of our council's directions was to create a loop trail. So you can take the OBRT north to Renfrew, get on the KMP, which runs south to Charbot Lake. And at Charbot Lake, you meet the Tay Havelock Trail and you can get back to Glen Tay. And then there are some routes. You have to sort of go on along the side of roadways to get back to Smith Falls. But the idea is those trails do connect. You can go further south on the KMP and jump on the Cataraqui Trail and come back up to Smith Falls. So there is a complete loop, and there is even some companies from Ottawa bringing out cyclists to spend a few days and do those loops.
That's great, and I've done a lot of those trails, Kurt, and they're really fantastic. You know, I was on the OVRT the other day, it's so well maintained. Yeah, it was just a joy to drive from to ride from Elmont to Carlton Place and back again. It was really fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we're doing quite a bit of work on the OBRT this year north of Elmont.
Towards Pakenham and
to the Ottawa border. So we're adding some more stone dust and the whole trail, that northern section will be dust suppressant is going to be put on it. It's all going to be compacted. So there's a bit of work going on this year. We did do the section between Elmont and Carlton Place last year. So we started the trail in 2018. So we're getting to the stage now where we've got to do some maintenance work on it. But I'm glad to hear you had a nice experience.
Oh, yeah, I always do. It's so much fun biking. You know, it's impossible to talk about cycling in Lanark County without mentioning Jeff Mills, as you already mentioned, Jeff, who coordinated Mississippi Mills Bike Month, and he was also instrumental in forming the Eastern Ontario Active Transportation Summit, the Warden's Slow Roll, the popular, still popular Silver Chain Challenge. So, yeah, we've got to thank Jeff for a lot of that, for sure.
Definitely. Big shout out to Jeff. Mm-hmm. I still hear from him from time to time. He wanted to make sure we were doing the Silver Chain Challenge this year, so... No, I was glad to hear from him.
Well, he's retired, but he's probably still very active in the background, right?
He's always willing to help out, for sure.
That's great. Kurt, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we go?
Just that you can go on to our tourism website. So it's lanarkcountytourism.ca. And under things to do, there's a list of bike routes across the county that if people are interested, there's a list there. There's running routes. There's a lot of information on that website. If anybody's looking for anything to do, there's quite a bit of information. So I encourage the public to check that out.
Yes, it's a fantastic website. I've checked it out myself. So anyway, thank you very much for joining us today, Kurt, and happy biking. Hope it's a good weekend for you.
You too, Linda.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us today. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you very much. Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye. Thanks to my guest, Kurt Greaves, CAO of Lanark County, for encouraging us to get out there in the fresh air and enjoy cycling. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and see you on the trail.